up, we can talk about Albuquerque's long history of police abuse, cover-up, and scandal. Been kind of dancing around that subject here and there, and it's pretty awful what's been happening to the folks out in ABQ. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
We're talking about approaches to activism and or should people even do activism. Some people are very, very concerned with some of the reception that certain activists have gotten here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. It's one of the more prominent areas for people to kind of make a splash with noteworthy, newsworthy activism. But the other side of getting newsworthy activism is that people see the news and they don't like it. And then they talk trash about you behind your back and that kind of thing. So we'll get back into that story here by Carlos Morales from truthovercomfort.net. He actually came to town and interviewed some bar patrons on a Friday night about what they think about Free Keene and the activists associated with freekeene.com. We'll get back to that. First, Liberty Phoenix is in Illinois. Liberty Phoenix, you're on the air.
Good evening, you crazy free radicals.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, has it ever been discussed whether or not to just scrap the whole idea of at 20,000 institute the move and just say, let's just do it now?
You're talking about the Free State Project reaching 20,000 signers, people who've pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. Yes, that has been discussed, but since it's kind of always been there, they decided it would look bad to just scrap that.
Yeah, I mean, like, try to think, Liberty Phoenix, think about this for a second. There's a pledge that people signed, and that pledge was, at 20,000, I will pick up my life and move within 5 years when we get 20,000 signers of the statement of intent.
It's a pledge, not a, excuse me, not a contract.
That's
like,
true.
You don't lose, no one comes after you if you don't move when you said you would.
Right. So
yeah.
If you just scrap it, what do you say? Do you say to the people that signed up, well, you don't have to move, you don't want to move, but really great things are happening here? Or mm-hmm. do you say that we have changed the number from 20,000 to 15,588, which is actually what we are at today, and then say...
You can't change the number. Everybody agreed to it.
Right. Now is the time to move. You've got 5 years.
But what they have done has been, over the last few years, focused on encouraging people to move now or to make custom moving declarations. When you sign up for the Free State Project, you can sign up for the kind of the default, I'll move at 20,000, or you can sign up for I'll move as soon as possible, or like I'll move after, you know, we reach 17,000. You can kind of customize your move trigger now. So that's something else that they've brought in within the last few years to sort of address that concern.
It just amazes me what's been accomplished and how much recognition has been gotten just with the 1,500 people. I mean, Valenzuela's, or I think, what was it, the article?
Joel Valenzuela?
Joel Valenzuela, yeah. Just from the 1,500 people that have moved already, and there's so much going on already. If there even a quarter of the people that have already signed up just were early movers, it would just magnify it, I think. You know.
Oh, I totally agree. So what are you waiting for?
I told you, my kids. I can't leave without my kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard anyone who hasn't moved yet, who plans to move, say, I'm waiting for that 20,000.
Like, oh, I've heard
yeah.
it. I've
really?
Heard it. Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Really?
David Johnson of bitangels.co,
oh,
I believe,
yeah.
said that he's waiting for the 20,000 number to come
along.
I think a lot of people are. They, you know, they pledged. Their life has gone on. They don't necessarily, it's not as important to them as it was, but they, you know, may or may not intend to move when the time comes. When I signed up, I didn't even know what I meant, what that was entirely meant by move. I think move is a sketchy word. Move means to travel through time and space. I could have come here for 2 weeks, said, oh, yeah, this was a nice vacation, but I'm really not convinced, and leave and have fulfilled everything that I said I was going to do. So, meh. You know, I mean, it is what it means what it means to people. I don't think I'm with you, Liberty Phoenix. I don't think that the 20,000 number is in and of itself anything special. And I think that we should be encouraging people to move now. And we are. But, you know, I mean, the 20,000 number's there.
It's there. It's not going away. We're almost there.
We got to reach it. That's all.
We've got another year or two max probably before we'll reach that goal.
Well, I'm doing something right now to reach that goal.
What's that?
Well, I
can
have,
you talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I've pledged to do it. I am going to donate $10 for every signer that is above 15,588. That's what the number was today when I looked. So $10 for every number that's above that on the at 11:59 p.m. on April the 30th. So
I'm sorry,
St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
St. Jude
Children's Research Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it's a cancer research hospital for kids. I'm so lucky that my son is healthy and good-looking and smart and everything everybody thinks about
just
their kid,
like
right?
Just like Daddy.
Right, just like Daddy. Not like Uncle Ian. And I'm so lucky. I feel lucky. I want to help people who weren't quite as lucky. I'm happy to donate that amount.
So what's the period of the time frame?
It's still April 30th, basically.
Okay, and so to the end of the month.
If you can get your friends and family, this is a great opportunity to talk to them about signing up for the Free State Project, because not only will they have the opportunity for liberty in their lifetime, but there's going to be a donation made to St. Jude, not in their name, but, I mean, because of their sign-up. And I'm sure that some people are going to begin matching me, too. Whenever I say this stuff, people are like, yep, I'm with you. So the last time I did this, we had a tremendous week. This is slightly more. This is almost 2 weeks. This is 2 weeks.
Last time? Do you recall?
It was 75, and a week was usually 20.
Okay.
So it was almost four times a week, a four times week. So I don't know what it's going to be like. And Free State Project's getting a lot more signers per week now, too. I'm going to pay for everybody who signs up hasn't heard my voice or my offer either. I'm just, it's just a number now to then, and I'm donating. Mm-hmm. So, please get your friends and families to sign up.
That's wonderful, Mark.
So, yeah, very generous. If you haven't signed up yet for the Free State Project, go check it out at freestateproject.org. Phoenix, any other thoughts you want to share?
That's about it. I'll save everything else for next week.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855 450 free. So Carlos Morales over at truthovercomfort.net says of his survey, his informal, unscientific survey that he performed in the bars of downtown Keene on a Friday night, that needless to say, a free Keene has done one thing. It's getting the attention of locals. In order to understand the public's view of the group, I decided to step away from the keyboard warriors and interview individuals in Meatspace to see their views of free Keene. I want to put this forward first. This is not should not be taken as a scientific opinion poll. The individuals that I spoke to were in the age of age 21 through 35, are willing to go to bars and restaurants on a Friday night, and have lived in Keene for at least 6 months. All in all, I spoke to a little over 100 people in the night and was a bit startled by their reactions. In order to have a semblance of unbiased reporting while doing these interviews, I stated that I was an out-of-state journalist who was not affiliated with any philosophical or political platform. I asked these two questions. Do you know what Free Keene is? What are your views of them? I did not cloud their judgment by inserting any information that I had about the group. I was not trying to sell them, but rather discover their perception. I headed down Main Street in Keene and popped into a very packed pub named Kilkenny's. As is to be expected from a college town, the place was filled with young adults looking to get trashed. No politics or religion talk is the de facto rule in places like this, but that rule is so boring. I walked up to my first group and stated that I was a journalist. One of them immediately responded, "Why the hell would a journalist want to come out to this asshole?"
Now, I wonder what that statement means. I mean, journalists write for all kinds of publications. Why wouldn't they want to come to that asshole?
So I have a couple of things to say. For one thing, Kilkenny's happens to be a local bar.
Mm-hmm.
There are bars where it's mainly college students, so they don't necessarily have a stake in what happens, and they're just there for the college. Sometimes
you don't think college students go to Kilkenny?
No, I do think they do sometimes, okay. But I think it's primarily local bar. It's mostly
what do you base that on? Because I don't.
Having been there.
What's that? I've been there too. It doesn't look any the more or less like a.
Well, I used to work.
I see young people in there. How do you tell the difference?
Basically, in the place you were talking about early in the show, Ian, where I worked for two years, that was very close to Kilkenny's, and every time I've been there, it's people that I see every day at work. I recognize from work. I feel like I know everyone in there, like on a professional level. But so that's going to influence it. But then also, every time I've been there, political conversation comes up. I think he's making an assumption, which is fine. Generally, people try to avoid fighting about politics in bars, but it usually does come up in a bar like that.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts here. What is it that people in bars think of freekeen.com and the activism that can be kind of controversial? We'll find out more here in moments. You can also take control at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll free. Are the free keen liberty activists botching it up? Are we really screwing things up? Are we poisoning the well? Feel free to chime in here. Apparently some bar patrons think so in downtown Keene on a Friday night. We'll get back to Carlos Morales' summary of what his experience was as he went around and asked over 100 people what they thought of Free Keene. We'll continue that here in moments.
You can get a pound of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com for free. Great tasting coffee. Top 1% grade Arabica coffee, 100% organic, shade grown, delicious coffee. But what makes BuzzBox coffee different from other high-end coffees is their commitment to making life better for people around the world, people in third world countries, people who don't have it as good as you. Not by any stretch of the imagination do they have it as good as you. And you can make a difference simply by buying your coffee that you normally buy. I'm talking to the coffee drinkers here. I'm not suggesting anybody go out and become a coffee drinker because of this. To you coffee drinkers, you can have great coffee and have it delivered to you and help people around the world. This is a great way to, instead of, you know, feeling guilty a couple of times a year and giving some money to some charity where they just give handouts and people never really learn how to take care of themselves, these microloans that are financed through World Vision that BuzzBox allows Free Talk Live to make available are a way that they can, you know, buy that sewing machine to make shoes or get that bicycle to do deliveries of food or whatever. These are small loans to people in third world countries that are going to change their lives. They don't have access to this kind of money. Mm-hmm. The kind of money you lose in a year will change their lives.
Yeah.
So go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get the free pound by signing up for the subscription. Enjoy it. I think it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks. I can't remember how long the duration is. From then, you're going to be signed up for a subscription. They're going to start sending you coffee.
You can select the duration.
Yeah, you can select the duration initially.
I'm not sure, Mark.
Okay. Over time, you can select the duration. I think after your first shipment, I'm not 100% sure. But you can select the duration. And, you know, if you don't like the coffee, you can stop. You're like, nope, I don't want to do this. This isn't worth it to me. You can take the free pound, stop the subscription, no problem. Go sign up now. Get your free pound, coffee.freetalklive.com.
So Carlos Morales, a new mover to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, has been going to bars in downtown Keene on a Friday night and asking about Free Keene, which is a website I founded back in 2006 to report news, spread, you know, opinion, information.
But it's more of that. It's a phenomenon. I mean, you can't really dodge that Free Keene's a phenomenon.
Free Keene's just a website. It's just a blog. There are activists who've moved to Keene, who've done activism that, for better or for worse, have been associated with Free Keene.
But the way Free Keene is used, I think that, like, at least within the for the locals here, mm-hmm. Free Keene is used to refer to anyone who's taken part in any activism associated with certain individuals. They would point to you and say, that's someone with Free Keene.
That would be an accurate statement. But
if they saw you and me walking down the street, they'd say, those two are Free Keene.
Like, that would be inaccurate, though, because you are not a Free Keene blogger.
Right, but that's how they see it, and that's how it's used.
And I think this is a victory, because at one point it was all the Free Staters are doing mm-hmm. this, and the Free Staters are doing that.
Right, it shifted to the Free Keeners.
And shifting it over to Free Keene is a place where it far more belongs than upon
that
the Free State
true.
Project.
That much is true, and it's good that people have been able to make that differentiation.
Yeah, and I don't know why you want to play these tremendous semantic games. I mean, there's a lot of people.
Well, it's not a game. I mean, when the 420 celebration started up, that was started by Rich Paul, who is now a Free Keene blogger, but at the time was not. And you know, I did not start that, nor did any other Free Keene blogger.
But participated in it.
I participated, and I reported on it.
And you didn't just report on it, because, you know, to suggest that Free Keene is some kind of unbiased news source.
I never said that.
No, I just, but that's kind of the sound of it here. Free Keene is used as a podium to shame and point out.
News, opinion, and activism.
Lots of opinions surrounding the news. You broke a few stories, but you have opinion on it. So when your opinion isn't negative, it is positive. And so when you have a positive opinion about something on Free Keene, or one of the bloggers does, it essentially then becomes Free Keene stuff.
Yeah, well, I understand why people make the mistake to believe that anything that happens in town is a part of Free Keene, but it's a mistake. Going on, I skirted the question, he says, and asked them about Free Keene. Free Keeners, said one respondent, those are the guys that do the Robin Hooding thing. The idea sounds nice, but they're all a bunch of jobless pothead D's that upset meter maids, I'm taking the bar language out of here, that upset meter maids by yelling at them like they're 5 years old. Now, that's never, to my knowledge, actually occurred. Maybe Chris Cantwell yelled at some of the meter maids.
This is the difficulty, right? Like, there was a comedian who rolled through town, and you know, he's active in the Free State Project, but he comes through town. He uses the opportunity that is presented by the Robin Hooding to go out and, you know, I mean, if you just look at this video as an amusing thing, it's amusing.
Funny.
It's
funny.
A funny video,
and he wasn't rude to the enforcers.
Well, he used a lot of foul language, but it depends on what your opinion on foul language is. The meter maid appeared to be amused at least some of the time.
Right. Maybe he yelled when she was running across the street, like, why are you running, or something like that.
She came off as nervous to me, and it made me feel nervous, actually. Like, I was not amused, but...
Okay.
Everybody's got different opinions. This is one of my points. Everyone has different opinions about the media that comes out of this place.
It's fair to say that Chris Cantwell has nothing to do with Free Keen. He doesn't live in New Hampshire.
Not now. He's looking at moving back.
Fine. He's never been a blogger.
But it doesn't matter.
He's been dissociated from the Keen Activist
Center. And there's
nothing
that can stop an agent provocateur from going downtown. And this, by the way, has allegedly happened. Where somebody has been downtown in Keene, they attacked someone, this person, whoever this person was, a long-haired male, shoulder-length hair, went downtown. He allegedly attacked a man on the street, not in a serious manner, but just kind of shoved him or hit him or something like that, not too hard. But anyway, this dude, before attacking this guy on the streets, claimed to be a Robin Hooder. So how do you deal with something like that,
right,
where somebody who – we actually saw a picture of this guy, video footage of the attack happening. The guy who was attacked had stopped by the house.
But not the claim of the Robin Hood. But not the claim of Robin Hooding, right?
We couldn't hear the conversation that was going on. So far as I know, the whole thing was manufactured, but we don't know what the truth is. All we know is that a guy stopped by the Keene Activist Center to express his upset with us and, you know, like, how dare you do this to me, etc., you Robin Hooders. And so we were bewildered as to what he was talking about. Like, no robin hooder would attack you. Well, that's,
well, maybe
that's
he was
ridiculous.
A Robin Hooder. Like, it's not centralized. You don't have to be part of a club.
Well, no,
to
he
do
definitely wasn't a he wasn't one of our people, if you will. We did see the video footage of
anyone could be a Robin Hood.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And is anyone, you know, someone who's an agent provocateur, someone whose job it is to create disharmony, could come downtown Keene and, hey, I'm a Robin Hooder, and just start hitting people or being very, very rude, or, you know, peeing in public.
Well, also
or,
plugging meters. He could be completely truthful and saying this stuff. So I guess it's kind
of... The same guy, by the way, was... I looked at the video of this, and I thought, gosh, that guy looks familiar, but not because I know who he is. I realized he was the same guy who stole the peace flag off of the front porch of the radio studio here. One of several different people who has over 2 years stolen several peace flags. But that happened within the same week or two that this guy got attacked in downtown Keene. And so that made me think that this person's an agent provocateur. He's working, you know, different angles on this. He's going downtown claiming to be a Robin Hooder, being a jerk, and at the same time he's stealing a peace flag off
of our
front porch. What are you going to do? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's just it. You can't control people. You can only control your message.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, toll-free. We're talking about activism, though, and some of the controversy that has surrounded some stuff that's happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, which longtime listeners are aware of all of it, because we talk about a whole lot of the stuff that goes on here, some of the controversial civil disobedience and sort of social disobedience, if you will, like, you know, being a female and being topless. That's one of the more memorable things that tends to upset people that have opinions about things that have gone on here in Keene. We're going to continue with what Carlos Morales experienced as he questioned bar patrons on a Friday night when he was visiting in town, asking over 100 people what they thought about Free Keene, what were their impressions, what do they know about it, that kind of thing. We'll continue that here, 855-450-FREE, if you'd like to join us on the phones. And those phone lines are brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. If you care about online privacy, and you should, because the government certainly is interested in knowing what you do, then you should take some steps to protect it. And sometimes it's not just the government you have to be concerned with. Sometimes it's the private corporations that are collecting information and data mining it. So, for instance, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit and logging every search term you enter. You can stop that from happening right now. Just take a moment and go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can go on any device, almost anything. Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android devices, even Linux. There's a way to get it working with Linux. It's a little bit different, but it's actually pretty simple. Pretty much anybody can use ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software, get started with it. You can start for free, but you're going to want to upgrade to premium, which gives you unlimited bandwidth. It allows you to select the server around the world to which you connect, and you also, with the premium account, can do whatever you want with the account, meaning that you can privately torrent, for instance. It's one of the things you can't do with their free account. And if you are going to privately torrent, then you want to connect to the Netherlands server for the maximum in privacy protection. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and when you're ready to order the premium package, use code FTL20, that's FTL20, to get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. And if you pay in Bitcoin for the annual plan, you'll save even more. By the way, using that code FTL20 for the annual plan brings the price down to about $5 a month. So it's an amazing price for great privacy protections.
Don't miss out. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits there at proxpn.com/FTL. So back to the bars. Kilkenny was the first location in downtown Keene where Carlos inquired of bar patrons, what do they think about Free Keene? So he asked one guy, and he identified us correctly, some of us, as the Robin Hooders, but of course not all Robin Hooders are bloggers at Free Keene, saying that that it sounds nice what Robin Hooders do, but we're just a bunch of jobless pothead D's that upset meter maids by yelling at them like they're 5 years old. And Carlos says, though I initially believed this was simply a one-off callous opinion that wasn't shared by most, I was proven wrong quite quickly. Though not everyone I spoke to in the bar knew who the group was, the people who did had very strong opinions featuring the following flavors. Quote, well, not quotes, but paraphrasing, they're destroying the community. They're just a bunch of potheads. They're rude. They don't have jobs.
I love how the people at the bar on a Friday night say
are dismissive of
they're just a bunch of potheads.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're a-holes. These were some of the statements made by the 40 or so people I talked to, both inside and right outside this fine pub. Many of their views seem to have come from things they had overheard and not actually witnessed. And I think that's probably the most, to me, the most important relevant line in this whole article.
That's almost always true. I've
in
found,
your experience?
In my experience, like everyone I've talked to has a strong opinion.
And you've talked
opinion,
to a lot of people.
Yeah, who have a strong opinion of freaking. They don't have any idea what they're talking about. They're just like, they're... Like one of the quotes here is like, oh, I like the idea, but then they're just like reaching for something. I don't like this. And then you ask them.
I've heard they're yelling at the parking enforcers.
Yeah, you try to clarify like, well, what happened in that situation? And they're just like, yeah, and their mind's not going to change because they don't
because
want to actually
reason.
Know what happened. Yeah,
right.
It's
a social
reason.
Some people that I like and respect
have said
bad things about them. So if I want to be in the group, the social group in which I want to be in, then I must dislike these other people. And social groups are constantly defined, always defined about the people they exclude. You wouldn't have a group if you didn't exclude people. And this is one of the things that I really think that Free Keene and, you know, the sort of outside the system activists, whatever terminology you want to use, I don't want to get caught up on semantics. What they really fail in is that, sadly, they've become the whipping boy. They are the they are the bugbear. They are the scapegoat for everything bad that goes on in the community. The traffic enforcement in this town is an abysmal failure.
Parking? Enforcement?
I'm sorry, parking enforcement in this town is an abysmal failure. It's terrible. These people have never been in the black. They've never made as much money off of parking meters. They can force you to park on their road that they got for free, and they can't make it work. But somehow or another, it's the fault of the Robin Hooders who just came along in the last couple of years. This is how these groups work. The groups are all about blame and dissociation and, you know, hate. And that's what human groups tend to be about.
Well, people don't like change by, you know, it's kind of a general statement about humans is they, at least in our culture, are upset with the idea of things changing on them. And
but what change are we talking about?
But the potential for change, the idea of change is what is, it upsets a lot of people. And then those people will make things up. They'll tell lies. I mean, some of the things that I've been following the Stop Free Keene group on Facebook, it just kind of like it's a morning thing I do. Oh, what are they saying today? You know, just go in there and amuse myself with the misinformation and the lies and the hatred. But, you know, they'll say things. Some people will post things in there that are just obviously something that a Robin Hooder wouldn't do. One woman says that she saw a Robin Hooder downtown placing coins in meters that that had no car at them or something like that, or like that they would put cards on cars that didn't have expired meters. I mean, there's all kinds of just ridiculous claims that just don't make sense. Why would a Robin Hooder do those things? I mean,
well, she was claiming they were taking credit for the saving of a situation where they didn't need to be saved or something. You know, doing public relations, positive public relations for themselves in the hopes of benefiting.
Right.
But the idea
was that we were being dishonest somehow, and I don't know Robin Hooders to do that kind of thing. So there's this misconception that people have as a result of the S-talking that they hear their friends do. And it makes me wonder, I don't know what Carlos's methodology was here, but I presume he was talking with sort of groups of people rather than people individually. But I wonder if you're at a table at this bar and there's five people at the table and Carlos comes up and asks a question about Free Keene, if one person at the table is supportive of, you know, liberty activism, but the rest of their friends aren't, what are the odds that they're going to speak up in a social pressure kind of situation like that?
It depends on how much they believe in it.
That's true.
But, I mean, if what you're saying is true, then it should work in the opposite direction. The first person to speak up at a table positively said something, you know, the numbers, once you get to them here, are staggering in the fact that they just, people seem to roundly hate Freekeen for feeding their meters. You go around.
Again, you don't know what the issue is. He did not ask that question. He only asked generic questions.
Aren't they the ones that bother the cops and chase the parking meters? Isn't that what they say?
Two questions. There's one person who said that. There's different responses here. His two questions were, do you know what Freekeen is and what are your views on them? That's it. He didn't specifically ask them what is it that they did that you disagreed with. Anyway, many of their views, he says, came from things they had overheard and not actually witnessed. And no doubt there would be an inherent bias every time a story was told about the Freekeeners. But even eyewitness reports were viewed in an equally harsh light. One thing I found unnerving was that the majority of them didn't even know the philosophy behind Freekeen, but I attribute that to the presentation methods by the activists and not the recipients of the message.
Well, I wonder about that because Freekeen has tried very hard to market itself. For instance, you have some marketing pieces on the tables at a diner.
That's right.
In town.
A very popular diner in town.
And I mean, diners are where people go who often, you know, the morning after going out to drink, well, you know, diners are a place to go. These things are on the table. They can't be avoided if you look at them. They're colorful. I don't know. I mean, you know, what other marketing could Freekeen possibly do as a group?
And those specifically actually say, like, what we're for, what we're against. And
they do.
Very clear.
They're great. But most of these people who have just heard things about us, they've probably never been to the website, so they've never clicked on, you know, learn about Freekeen, about the website.
Have they been to a diner?
More coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control, toll-free here. The numbers are 855-450-FREE, and you can bring up anything that you want. We are focused tonight on people's opinions about activism. Most of them uninformed, partially uninformed, mostly uninformed, usually somewhere on that spectrum, about some of the stuff going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, of which we've reported on a lot of it over the years here on Free Talk Live.
Of course, how informed they are is really irrelevant to the conversation of whether or not you're changing hearts and minds with your activism.
Yeah, well, the activism is not necessarily to change hearts and minds. Activism, in a lot of cases, is to
successful
is to bring attention to an issue, or to bring attention to the activism, like for the purpose of, for instance, you know, showing people what's happening here in Keene, New Hampshire, showing people around the world what you know, sort
hold
of an
on,
exciting.
Ian, that doesn't even make any sense. So, if your activism is to bring attention to an issue, and the kind of attention you're bringing is the opposite attention from people with the opposite opinion, attention of the people with opposite opinions of yours, your activism kind of stinks, doesn't it?
I don't know if that's what I said. I said it
brings attention. Well, you're saying that the purpose of activism is to bring attention to an issue.
To an issue. People make decisions for themselves how they feel about that issue. So some people support ending cannabis prohibition. They're probably going to feel pretty good about people smoking in the park.
I don't think so. I've heard lots of people who support ending cannabis prohibition saying things like,
that
hey, stop trying to help us. You're ruining our opportunities.
I've heard that too.
So what are the main stories as far as having gotten like the most attention across the world or the country?
Robin Hooding's the number one most attended sort of newsworthy.
And the only thing that's happened recently.
Is there anything else too? Because I know the Robin Hooding story was very positive.
You're asking about international press?
Yeah.
Robin Hood was pretty big.
420 would have been after that.
420, I think, would probably be after that.
Yeah. How was the press on the 420 events?
The 420 activism was hundreds of people, well, at least 100 people in one case in Keene, New Hampshire, at 420 in the afternoon at a park smoking marijuana.
Smoking cannabis openly, yeah. I mean, a lot of the media coverage is positive, but that's because they don't, you know, interview the people that hate what they see.
Well, right. They never do. When, you know, you hear these stories about a town, sometimes you'll hear, like, one person's opinion but from the town, but usually when freaking gets, like, the farther reaching the story is, the more positive a spin there is on it.
It's true.
And just like, I don't...
Although the New York Times article is going to be different because the New York Times columnist who came to town recently to report on freaking, he is very well researched and he knows about the opposition to the Robin Hooding. And so I think he's going to give a much more thorough look into the issue. But most of these news media are just kind of, they're just skirting the topic. You know, they're just kind of going over the very little bits of information about it. They're not really
just wander
deep
around in the group and say, hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
It doesn't necessarily make sense to trust the opinions of locals about what should people do or not do. I mean, I understand seniority and everything, but it's not like, I mean, things are changing all the time. You don't get to, just like you don't get to choose who goes Robin Hooding, you don't get to choose who moves into your town, and you don't get to choose how everyone behaves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that even if it is that people don't like the way certain people they associate with Rekeen are behaving, and they want to try to use the law to, like, squelch that behavior, I think that it's a good thing to at least talk about, like, well, if we're going to start making rules about how each other ought to behave, then don't you think that there's some violence that we should get rid of first? You know, like people getting robbed.
Right. We're seen as the troublemakers because the people who see us that way, they don't see the state as troublemakers. They don't see the state as aggressors. They see them as just people with jobs. And so when with the Robin Hooding case, for instance, you know, we're accused of being bad and harassing the parking enforcers.
Which is a libelous, a slanderous statement to make. But nobody takes them up on it. And this is one of the things that the sort of the principled liberty activists in Keene, New Hampshire, you know, they believe that somebody should be able to slander or libel somebody, so that's a freedom of speech, so they don't take somebody up on slander or libel and use the laws that the statists, you know, are breaking.
Hey, everybody who wants to do that so bad should do it. I mean, if you want to sue somebody for slander, Mark, you should do that then.
Go
ahead and put a meter, you know, a nickel in a meter, and then all of a sudden you're a Robin Hooder.
But
you'll have standing at that point.
I guess.
For all the talk, you know, people can do what they want as far as that's concerned.
But I think that it's worth pointing out that there's other activism going on in other places in New Hampshire that is having a great deal of effect, a great deal of positive effect, and isn't having the negative effect. And
well, it depends who you ask.
What do you
mean? There's plenty of people who oppose the political action here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they do, but what do you mean? What do you mean? Like the other political groups?
Other political groups.
But
and those
they don't
people
have
friends,
as a percentage
too.
Of the population, you, when you get to the bottom of this article, you'll say, he'll say that he went to Manchester, interviewed 60 people, mm-hmm. three of whom had heard about the Free State Project. That's a much smaller percentage of people that had heard about Free Keene.
He says 37 versus, out of 70 actually had heard of Free Keene.
Okay, so I thought it was, I thought the numbers were a little different than that, but that's fine. So here you're talking about...
Oh, no, maybe it was 37 out of 70 who knew who the Free Keene people were.
So that's about half.
I'm not sure what that means as comparison to who knew what Free Keene
okay,
was.
Okay, so it's about half of the people had heard of Free Keene, and of them, it was a 94% or so, 90-something percent.
Well, I can read the numbers here. He says he walked to another bar, heard music blasting from a bar that seems to be packed with a lot of opinions, but very little logic. As much as I want the survey to be filled with enlightened intellectual views, the Keene State College's extroverted community doesn't seem to be offering much. I counted 37 out of 70 individuals who actually knew who the Free Keene people were, and yet again, it was more of the
That's
same...
That's the bar. That's that bar.
He
said that he interviewed close to 100 people.
He gets to that here in a moment. And yet again, it was more the same negative views towards those jobless hippies that are ruining the city. I do find it funny that people who regularly blast music while loading up on liquid stupidity and courage and then driving 60 miles an hour in a death metal box in a small town condemn others for ruining a city, but I digress, since this was simply meant to be a poll of these fine folks' views and I wasn't there to sway their views. Upon leaving that bar, a group called me over because they'd heard of what I was doing. Finally, a positive response to the organization. One college girl stated that the Robin Hooders were nice to her and helped prevent her from getting a ticket. One of her male friends concurred and stated that they believe what the Free Keene activists are doing is right, though he didn't give much detail on what the Free Keeners were actually striving for. I headed to two more pubs, and I think it's interesting that those people approached him outside the bar. I headed to more pubs, and the negativity sparked yet again. More of the same rumor-based banter and hostility that had been the theme of the night continued, and at this point I surmised that indeed this particular group of individuals was not sold on the freedom-oriented group. Out of the 150 people I spoke to, a little under 100 knew what Free Keene was.
So about two-thirds. Yeah, about two-thirds had heard of Freekeene. That's a much larger penetration than the Free State Project had in the Manchester polling data.
That's right. Out of those 100 people, I had 3 positive responses to Freekeeners' activities. In comparison, when I spoke to people in Manchester about the Free State Project, out of 60 people, only 3 knew what the Free State Project was, and their view was positive.
So you have 10 times the penetration of brand recognition of Freekeene over the Free State Project in Keene over Manchester. And let's see, Manchester, of the people that had heard, it was 100% positive reaction. And in Keene, it was 97% negative reaction. Your brand sucks. And you've got to confront this. If you don't confront the fact that you're going the wrong direction, you won't know to stop.
So how do you know it's the wrong direction?
And head the wrong direction. Because of the numbers
you've
I just gave you.
You've made this claim for years. So some barflies don't like Freekeene.
What you just said is completely inaccurate. I made that claim until the Robin Hood activism, because I thought you guys had turned around your message. I had heard good things about Robin Hood.
Wait a second,
I'm not done talking. And I thought that it was really, I really thought that you were going to get numbers like 50-50. You're giving these people free money, and they hate you. You've got a terrible brand problem.
First of all, Mark, this is just an interview of people that were in a bar on Friday night, a few bars on a Friday night.
It's your demographic, very young
limited.
People.
But it doesn't matter. Even if people have preconceived misconceptions about Freekeene, I don't really, that's irrelevant to me. You're saying it's a failure, but we've succeeded at bringing people to New Hampshire who love the ideas of liberty. That's one of my primary goals with Freekeene, is to advertise the great activism that's going on here. I'm not concerned with what people think about the different things that we've done, because Robin Hooding is positive activism. Plenty of people do love Robin Hood. There's evidence for that by the virtue of the fact that they send donations in and thank you notes into the Robin Hooders. They give hugs and thanks and appreciation on the streets regularly.
It's so interesting to me that Keene probably documents his activism more than any other community, in that there's always video cameras around when people are doing activism. That's like a big part of it, and there's still so much misinformation when these people with such strong opinions can easily just go look and
They've
see what they're
looked.
Talking about.
Most of these people have probably never once been Freekeene.com.
If your brand sucks, your brand sucks.
Well, it depends who you ask.
Perception.
It depends on who you ask. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And what would you suggest I change? Shut it down? Stop doing activism? More on the way here. Hour 3's next. You can take control.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, MeowBit. Go to MeowBit.com. That's MeowBit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.